This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Once again, Lance Armstrong is defending himself against allegations that he used performance-enhancing drugs. The cyclist has faced such allegations on and off for years, but now the five-time winner of the Tour de France is going to court. This week, Armstrong sued the authors and publishers of a new book called L.A. Confidential, The Secrets of Lance Armstrong, which went on sale in France this week. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
This should be Lance Armstrong's time to smile for the cameras and answer questions like, how will you feel if you win a record sixth Tour de France next month? There were questions like that at a news conference yesterday to announce a new sponsor for Armstrong's racing team. But there were the other questions for Lance Armstrong, too. Questions about the book.
I personally am very frustrated. It's obviously distracting 2.5 weeks before the tour.
Indeed, on the eve of what might be one of the most significant sporting events ever, the book L.A. Confidential has appeared like a sudden pothole in Armstrong's road to racing immortality. Co-authored by British sports writer David Walsh and French journalist Pierre Ballester, the book, says Walsh, is the fruit of a long labor. It started with the 1998 Tour de France doping scandal, which created an intense climate of suspicion in elite cycling. Walsh says his skepticism grew the next year when Armstrong stunned the sports world by winning the tour after nearly dying of cancer. With each successive Tour de France win, the world applauded Armstrong, but Walsh says he kept unearthing information and meeting people who fueled the skepticism.
M. O'Reilly worked with the U.S. postal team from 1996 to 2000. It was 5 seasons.
Emma O'Reilly was a jack-of-all-trades for Lance Armstrong's U.S. Postal Service's team. She prepared meals, she massaged riders, and performed physical therapy. A 1999 newspaper article quoted the U.S. Postal General Manager as saying O'Reilly was the heart and soul of the team. But in L.A. Confidential, Emma O'Reilly is Lance Armstrong's principal accuser. There was the time, Walsh says, when O'Reilly drove Armstrong to the airport after a race.
And as he was getting out of the car, he gave Emma a package, and it was a package of used syringes. And according to Emma, Lance asked her to dispose of them.
At the 1999 Tour de France, Armstrong allegedly asked O'Reilly for makeup to help hide bruises on his arm from needles. And also, at that tour, O'Reilly says she witnessed Armstrong and two team officials fabricating a story to hide a positive drug test. Afterwards, Armstrong allegedly said to her, "Now, Emma, you know enough to bring me down." At yesterday's news conference, Lance Armstrong said he'd had a very good working relationship with Emma O'Reilly. He referred to the allegations in the book as evil, but said it's not his style to attack O'Reilly. Armstrong was asked this question.
Lance, today, can you assure your millions of fans around the world that you have never used illegal performance-enhancing drugs or techniques at any time during your cycling career?
I can absolutely confirm that we don't use doping products. I can also remind everybody here and everybody listening that this is not the first time it's happened. And every time we've chose to just sit back and let it pass, but we've sort of reached a point where we really can't tolerate it anymore.
This week, Armstrong's lawyers initiated libel proceedings in courts in London and Paris. Armstrong has said David Walsh is the worst journalist he knows and someone who has a vendetta against Armstrong. Walsh, who recently won his third British Sports Writer of the Year award, disagrees. He says he wrote quite favorably about Armstrong in a 1993 book about the tour.
I thought Lance was an eminently likable guy. He was young, he was brash, he was Texan, and I warmed to him. And I think the piece I wrote at that time reflected that. But then the landscape in cycling changed, and we had 1998. And we could never look upon the Tour de France with the innocence that we had once looked upon it. And Lance, in a way, was a victim of that skepticism.
But for millions of racing fans, millions of cancer patients, Lance Armstrong was and remains an inspiration. The cycling publication Velo News has gotten lots of letters in the past few days. 90% to 95% support Armstrong. Yesterday, announcing the new sponsorship for Armstrong's racing team, a spokeswoman for the new sponsors, Discovery Communications, called Armstrong a role model and said, quote, "There is no better ambassador for quality and trusted information than Lance Armstrong," end quote. Tom Goldman, NPR News.